Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And one of the reasons why they should score more runs than last year when they were seventh in Major League Baseball is because they added Juan Soto. Now, I'm not looking to start any trouble, but Aaron Judge did an interview during Saturday's Yankee spring training telecast on the YES Network with Meredith Marakovich. And I want you to hear the whole context so you don't think anything's taken out of context. Meredith asks a very straightforward question, and listen to Judge's answer. I heard it. I had to replay it, rewind it on the MLB app just to make sure. Did he just take a shot at Juan Soto? Now, you have a very independent mind, Tiki.
Yes.
Sean and Lugie, not as much, but they could offer a nice opinion on this. Tell me if you think I'm jumping to conclusions that Judge took a shot at Juan Soto. Here is the question from Meredith. And here is Judge's answer.
Aaron, we're just a handful of games into spring training, but what do you think of the team so far?
Excited about the team. You know, we got a group here that's motivated, excited to be back. A lot of new faces, definitely. You know, just around the whole, you know, infield, even outfield. But it's a lot of guys that, you know, wanted to be here in New York, wanted to play for the Yankees, and, you know, we're seeing some good results out of them so far.
Want to be here, no. Want to play in New York with the Yankees.
No.
No?
No.
No shot.
No. Because he's, I don't even think he's thinking about Juan Soto. I think he's thinking about Bellinger. I think he's thinking about Goldschmidt. I mean, that's what it sounded like to me. That doesn't sound like, well, we got that one guy didn't want to be here, so screw him. Everybody that wanted to be here is doing great. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the guys that chose to come here, that are here now. Because that's all you can do is talk about the guys that are here.
Do you guys agree with Tiki's opinion that this is nothing to see here, or do you think that Aaron Judge took a little bit of a shot?
I think it's both.
No
I do.
Chance.
I do think it's, hey, I know that Cody Bellinger
would
be
that, by the way.
Because
would he do that?
He's already been asked now three times about Soto's comments about, you know, the Mets being closer to a World Series. And I think Aaron Judge is smart. I think Aaron Judge is never going to make a controversial headway, you know, take this on like it's a full-blown fight. And I think a little subtle way of saying that where it could be, are you sure I was talking about? I'm just talking about the guys we hear. I think it's his subtle way to play the media. I think he's smarter than we're giving him credit
for. Yeah, but what's the point of doing that?
Just to let, if Soto hears it, just to let you know, I see what you're saying, and I'm saying it back in my way.
Okay, but so, like there's no, what is Soto going to feel? Like, oh.
Feel $800 million richer.
He's right. I should have chose to be with the Yankees. Soto's not saying that. So what's the point of... And Judge knows this. He's not dumb.
To make Judge feel better about himself in a Yankee cap.
Does Aaron Judge need to feel better about himself?
Maybe.
Does he?
I don't know. Doesn't everybody need to feel better about themselves sometimes?
I mean, I don't know. But no. No.
All right. Tommy, did
he's
you
got a
see...
second MVP. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He's one of, not the face of baseball.
He's
right
ranked
now
as the second kingliest player in New York sports, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Not number one, but number two isn't bad.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what does he need to feel better about himself?
No, I got you. Tommy, as I know, obviously you come from a very different perspective, but do you think Judge was taking a shot at our guy?
Aaron Judge, the modern-day Nick Swisher, took a passive-aggressive shot at Juan Soto.
I changed my answer. He didn't.
that was dripping of passive-aggressiveness. Let me just remind Aaron Judge, if he needs the reminder, the only time you made the World Series in your career is with Juan Soto. Aaron Judge, much like Sean, much like Yankee fans, are going through the seven stages of Soto grief, and this is part of it. They just can't get Juan Soto out of their brain, whether it's the beard thing, whether it's the Sinatra thing, or whether it's the captain, and Sean is dead on here. Judge, you know what, Judge? Stop with this PR. Why don't you just say what you mean instead of being like Jeter where you're giving an answer, non-answer? How about you just actually say what you mean instead of being, you know, ambiguous with your comments?
So you think that Aaron Judge is mad at Juan Soto?
Didn't pick up the phone to call him. He texted him, and he got the, you know, blue text when it's an iPhone, got a green text. How about you find the guy's number and actually reach out to him? He picked the Mets, and Aaron Judge can't get over it, much like the fan base.
Or do you think he didn't care what John Soto's decision was?
Well, he better care, because the only time they made the World Series was with Soto, and okay, Soto carried his ass
right
there.
But they make the playoffs every year. But
okay, big deal. That doesn't
care.
Matter.
That's that man's business. I'm not going to get inside of it. I think that's what it was. I don't think – it's not that he didn't care, because obviously you want the best team around you. But Juan Soto's about to go make generational money. Forget that. He's about to go make, world-changing money.
Right.
Juan Soto's going to be a billionaire. He's going to make $1 billion in salary. Forget endorsements and all that other nonsense. Make $1 billion in salary. I don't think Aaron Judge wanted to be involved in it.
I think that Aaron Judge is very similar to a lot of athletes in this town. And I would include you in this as well. Athletes in this town who don't rush to give an answer. You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you were asked questions, you thought about the answer. And they all had meaning. Sometimes positive meaning. Sometimes you're like, let me take a shot at Tom Coughlin meaning. And by the way, I respect it. I think Aaron Judge is very similar. I don't think his words are wasteful, if you know what I mean. Like, I think every word has meaning towards
yes
it. And I think there's a reason that why when he's asked a question, whether it's from Meredith or a Yankee reporter, he pauses. He waits.
Mm-hmm.
He has it kind of going to his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, all right, what do I want to do here?
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel a difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
And I think that subtle wants to be here line wasn't meant because of all of the big things Tommy said. Like, I don't think he's bitter. I don't think he's upset. I think it was more, I'm the captain of this team. I am proud to be a New York Yankee.
Yes.
And much like his comments on the beard policy, we only want you if you want to be here. And so
right,
I think it and was I, a little dig at Juan Soto for that reason.
But I would, that's the only reason I would disagree. Because I think everything you said was fine, except for he's not taking a dig. He's saying, if you don't want to be here, then don't be here.
Right.
We're good. We're going to make the playoffs. We're going to give ourselves a chance to get to the postseason. And the guys that are here are going to help us do that.
Yeah.
And if you're not here and you chose not to be here for whatever reason, including if it's 800 million of them, you know what? Good for you, dude.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
You're on your own ship right now. We have ours. We're charging ahead.
And you know what? Good luck to you. Good for you also means
it means bless yourself in the South.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
It means something else. I don't know if maybe you were free Saturday night at about 10:30 p.m. It also means something very similar to what Cody Rhodes said to The Rock.
Whose side is he on?
Which was simply, go bleep yourself.
Exactly.
That's what I think it was.
I think Judge also subtly took a shot at the Mets. Because he acted...
How do you get to that?
Because he said, in the cut, he's like, only guys that want to be here in New York. Well, I don't want to give Aaron Judge a geography lesson. The Mets play in New York.
No. You know what he did there? It's a good collect that you got that. I don't think it was a dig at the Mets. I think it was almost, oh yeah, he stayed in New York. Mm-hmm. So he starts by saying, anyone who wants to be in New York with the Yankees, almost to further the point of I'm thinking about Soto. I don't think it was a dig at us.
I think he's being dismissive of the Mets that they're nothing. No. You know, that's how I took it.
No. If he was dismissive of the Mets, he
really think Aaron Judge would do that? I mean, seriously.
Jeter would.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about Derek Jeter. Jeter absolutely would.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, from Aaron Judge's personality, do you really think he would do that?
Yeah, he just did it.
No. Can I correct you? Because you don't see it because you're a Knick fan, and I get that. Mm. When a Knick player like Josh Hart would take a shot at the Nets, you know how he would do it in the most disrespectful way? He'd say to Mikel, come to New York.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even refer to Brooklyn or the Nets because they're like not even a pimple on his fanny. If Judge was being disrespectful, he would have just said New York.
Yeah.
He clarified Mets because he acknowledged that the Mets exist and Soto went there. So I think it's a good call that he did that, but I think it's the exact opposite of what you think. I think he was almost like fully acknowledging the New York thing.
Do you think Aaron Judge, when he got the news that Juan Soto signed with the Mets, was shock stunned because it was the Mets?
No.
I think anybody would have guessed. I think Aaron Judge even would have predicted he's going to the Mets.
I think Judge got a vibe early on. He was going to the highest bidder, and he knows how, and he's heard the stories about Steve. I think he kind of surmised that's a logical place he's going to go.
And by the way, Hal didn't outbid the San Diego Padres either. Hal, like, talked them into, throw the C on your chest, or whatever. I just want you to know you're wanted.
Right.
Great, I'll take a discount.
Right. I wonder if that was also part of it, was the money.
Hmm.
Soto got offered double what Aaron Judge is making with the Yankees and still turned it down and left for the Mets.
I don't think, maybe.
No, see, now that's just the fan in you talking. Like, I don't think it matters. And they're two completely unrelated conversations. Aaron Judge was 31 years old when he signed that deal.
Oh, absolutely. And Soto deserves to get more based on his age.
100%. I think we're overcomplicating it. Here's what it is. He's the captain of the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
He is supporting his guys and his team. So when the beard policy was talked about and he came out and said, hey, look, if you really have a big, and I'm obviously paraphrasing, if you got such a big issue, cut your beard, maybe you don't want to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
I think he's doing the same thing. Like, we're the Yankees. Goldie wants to be here. Cody wants to be here. Freedy wants to be here. I'm sure Boone's going to call him Freedy or Maxie or whatever he's going to call him. Juan Soto didn't want to be here as much.
There really isn't an easy nickname.
You don't want to go with Maxie?
Yeah, because if you call the bump the pad, is it the maxi pad that we put down?
Ah, yes. I can tell your brain was going there. Right, let's get to some of your phone calls on this. And yes, I promise, because I know I've alluded to it, and I know people really want to hear Tiki's opinion on this, so we will address it. How good or how bad was that John Cena heel turn? We will address it. In fact, the question's been posed to me, it's been posed to Tommy, it's been posed to all of us. Where does this heel turn rank in terms of all-time heel turns?
Whose side is he on?
So, Tommy, make a list, and we will compare notes, and I will tell the audience that at 5:15, we will rank our all-time professional wrestling heel turns. You good, Tommy?
I'm good.
Did you watch it Saturday?
Not live, but I did watch it.
So when you watched it, did you already know what happened?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Perfect. You can't know. What's your what?
You know, I love you, too. John Cena heel turn, great. 5:15, there's a monstrous Ranger Island game. What an insult to do wrestling at 5:15 before we talk about that game.
I was saving that for 6:15.
Oh, okay.
Right before face-off. It's a huge game tonight. I got my Islander sweatshirt on right now. By the way, speaking of the Islanders and the Rangers.
What happened last time?
What the Rangers kicked their ass.
Sorry, are we sure this is a big game?
It's a huge game. Mm. We'll get into it at about 6 o'clock. The playoff implications are actually historical. But I was lucky enough to be at a Florida Panther game this weekend at a Meritetetetetet Bank Arena.
All right.
And let me tell you something.
Scratching your sports itch.
Well, no. My brother-in-law's a season ticket holder. I was showing support. Mm. Let me tell you something about these Panthers.
Okay.
They are in another league. We, as Islander and Ranger fans, we can't even look at them. They are so in a... They are fast. They are physical. They are strong. And they made a big trade over the weekend. Did you see the trade they made for the defenseman?
Did they get Seth Jones?
Yeah. All they gave up was a backup goaltender and a draft pick. I mean, come on.
Look at you. You have cat scratch fever, huh?
Oh, yeah.